Harper Collins and Harper Audio present The Transatlantic Book Club by Felicity Hayes McCoy. Read by Marcella Riordan. Prologue. Pat Fitz had had a wedding dress of ivory-coloured poplin with a fitted bodice, a gored skirt, and a stiff net petticoat. She'd made it on a sewing machine, bought with savings from the summer she'd spent in the States, the year she left school. There was a lace inset at the neckline, but otherwise the dress was plain, except for the row of pearl buttons down the back. Her veil was sheer nylon, anchored by a band of artificial roses she'd bought in a place called Blanche's Bridal Bower, and brought home in her hand luggage, wrapped in layers of tissue paper. Her shoes, which were ivory satin, were also from the States. She and Ger were both small, and she wanted to keep things simple, for fear she'd look like a cauliflower when they walked down the aisle. In the end, she'd been delighted with the result. The bell sleeves had made the dress fashionable, and more than one person had asked where she'd bought it. There was a photographer from the Enquirer at the wedding breakfast, which was held in the function room at the Royal Victoria Hotel, and the group photo in the following week's paper was captioned "Finfarren Bride Designs Own Stylish Gown." Mary Casey was to have been Pat's matron of honour, but at the last minute they'd decided little bridesmaids would be better. In a bit of a rush, Pat had run up a couple of frocks for her cousin's daughters, who were 8 and 6 respectively.